Good times, great music at 2 in URFM 103.7 as we take a bit of a test drive with Tom Fraser now from drive.com.au. Tom, as always, a pleasure to catch up with you. Lovely to hear from you. And lots happening in the world of motoring this particular week. And we have to start with this one, don't we? This is the big new tax that potentially could be coming to road users. And I kind of feel that those who've gone out and joined the electric car craze have got to be thinking, hang on, wait a minute here. Good morning.
Yeah, exactly right. So the federal government is looking at a per kilometre road user tax to be introduced in the not too distant future. This would ostensibly take place of the fuel excise that you and I pay for petrol and diesel cars. So that's 51 cents for every litre of fuel that you pay for. But this allows EVs to pay their fair share of tax for travelling on the roads, and that pays for road maintenance and construction and the like. So, it's sort of their way of introducing a tax that encompasses all powertrain types on the market. And we don't actually know whether it will affect petrol and diesel vehicles yet as well, but as like a blanket tax, and we sort of see that 51 cent fuel excise for appeal, but that remains to be seen.
Yeah, it does, Tom. It's a lot in this. I mean, firstly, if you think of fuel excise that we all pay now, in essence, that really is a road user tax anyway. I mean, you pay to play for every kilometre.
Exactly right.
But, so that's another way of doing it. But it'll be very interesting to see, though, if this does come as a blanket thing, that the excise would have to go. But again, I think that for those who've gone out and spent the extra money, because it costs more to buy an electric version than the petrol version, we pay the extra, we're going to save money on petrol. And now the government comes around, now that there's a decent chunk of folks that have bought into the electric car craze and gone, no, we don't. We're going to sting you for a tax. So,
exactly right. The government sort of found that they're not making as much money from the fuel excise tax now, so that now it's sort of got them off their ass and checking other ways to make tax revenue.
Yeah, as always, my personal view is we all should be paying less taxes, not more. But I think that
EV drivers have had a free ride for a few years now, so it's probably about time. But yes, you're exactly right. Less tax, the better.
Yeah, I mean, look, and if it becomes a case of everybody pays the same, there is some moniker of inadvertent commas fairness in that, I suppose.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Again, there is a bit of a tongue-in-cheek smirk at the EV drivers there. It's like, well, it will catch up with us all eventually. Moving on from that, it looks like there are some changes at Toyota with the Supra. Now, that's one of the slicker sports cars. They do look nice, but we're going to start to see less on them.
Yeah, exactly right. So Australia has taken about 1,400 of these cars since the order books opened in 2019, but they are now about to be closed. So after this month, August 2025, Toyota won't be taking orders on that GR Supra anymore, and the production worldwide is actually slated to stop in early 2026 next year. So basically, we do have last drinks on that car in Australia, which is kind of interesting given that that car will be introduced as part of the Supercars Championship. So, it'll be competing against the Ford Mustang and the Chevrolet Camaro from later this year. So it's interesting timing, but at the same time, we have heard that a new generation of Toyota Supra will come in the years, but who knows when that'll drop.
All right, because I was going to ask you, if it's being dropped worldwide, is that because of low sales worldwide? But it looks like if there's going to be something to replace it, that might be a case of, close down and then, open up with something different and what they would probably feel more exciting.
Exactly.
Still on Toyota, kind of. The Prado's kind of had its share of the market for a while, but MG have decided that they want to jump into that space and challenge them a little bit, and in a couple of years they will do so.
Exactly right. So, we have heard that the budget Chinese brand MG is looking at fielding a Toyota Prado rival, so something that can go off-road, something that can tow and tour with the likes of the Prado and things like the Ford Everest and Isuzu MU-X. It's definitely looking, MG has said that it will have its hat in the ring from about 2027 at the moment. So that is quite interesting considering that MGs, they are quite affordable cars. The brand has recently introduced a 7-seat SUV for around $50,000, which is pretty good value when you consider that rivals from brands like Hyundai and Kia and that sort of thing are fielding their cars for about $50,000 to $60,000, $70,000. So, yeah, it will be an interesting one to see a big Chinese off-road SUV.
And look, rightly or wrongly, good, bad or ugly, we do seem to be seeing a lot more in the marketplace. This is just anecdotally as I drive around the place, more of the Chinese brands taking market share away in all sorts, whether it's sedans, and now the bigger cars as well. Do you see that trend stabilizing? Do you see that becoming more so? Or do you think that some of the other more established car brands might get their act together and go, hang on a minute, we don't want to lose this big chunk of market share that we've kind of had to ourselves all these years?
I think it's probably rightly going to continue. MG has sort of set itself a goal of becoming a top three best-selling brand around the country by the end of the decade, and that would see it place higher than rivals like Kia, for example. So it would be very interesting for MG to actually do that. But even some of those legacy brands like Mazda has said that they really can't compete with some of these Chinese brands on price. So they're asking sort of customers to think about the entire deal. So sort of how many dealerships there are around the country and also this kind of treatment that you do get when you go into have your car maintained. So they're sort of trying to compete on a wider sort of field of bits and pieces that maybe Chinese brands like MG can't quite deal with at the moment. But yeah, very interesting.
I just wonder what it'll be like, Tom, by the time people have had their car for a first time. Yeah, by the time you've, I mean, when a car's new, it's new. But by the time you've had it for a while, you think, yeah, do I want to stick with this or do I want to go back to something else? So trends and times could change, but who knows? But yeah, competing on the price, you'll never win. You have to try for something else. Tom, as always, a lot in that. Thanks for your thoughts. We'll catch you in a fortnight. Appreciate it.
Excellent. Cheers, Mark.
There he is for drive.com.au, our test drive this week with Tom Fraser at 2NURFM 103.7.